Today is a nationwide day of action around issues plaguing public education. Teachers, parents, union leaders, and even some school superintendents and board members in New York are expected to sport blue clothing to show their concern for what they see as an overemphasis on testing, an underemphasis on state education funding, and inequitable spending between districts. Dick Iannuzzi, president of the state's largest teachers union, says he'll adjust his wardrobe accordingly.
The blue is really about people having a certain blue feeling and feeling of sadness about what we're doing to children and to education.
He'll be visiting schools in NIAC with American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten. The New York State Education Department said it would have no comment in advance of today's events. Countrywide, a coalition of more than 100 unions and community groups is participating, including Citizen Action of New York. That group's Mark Emanation says he's frustrated by funding inequities.
There's some public schools, like, for instance, in Long Island, certain sections of Long Island and Westchester, New York, that have 29 advanced placement courses and equestrian sports, and then you have other schools that can barely, barely function.
Dick Iannuzzi says teachers who wear blue to work shouldn't worry about being reprimanded.
The amount of support that we have from superintendents and school boards and communities makes me think that there won't be too many who feel a need to strike out with that kind of a repressive reaction.
And Mark Emanation says parents are asking why the governor and legislature can't do more in support of public education.
They're at the end of the rope, and they really are looking to Albany to solve some of these problems. And they look at the state of New York, in the top three richest states, California, Texas, here. There's money. There's lots of money. It's just going in the wrong things.
Events and rallies are scheduled around the state from Rochester to New York City. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.